are in for a treat. One of the funniest men in the country. Three appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Most recently, you might have caught him on NBC's hit Fixed show. The last comic standing. This is Comedy Central's Comedian of the Year, Gabriel Iglesias! What's up? Oh, it's a long walk. Before I get started, I just want to let you guys know that I wasn't sure what was going to happen this week. This is one of the first appearances I've had since I was disqualified from NBC's Last Comic Standing. Yeah, I made history being the first Mexican ever deported off TV. You know, I thought my career was over, man. I'm serious. I said, God, give me a sign that I should continue to do comedy. 2 days later, Mel Gibson gets pulled over. I said, life is not that bad. Yeah, you don't piss off people that help you get things that you need. Like, you'll never hear me talk smack about a cook. Hell no, man. I might not like him, but he'll never know. People give me a hard time because I'm overweight. I know that. I understand that. But every week, somebody tells me, Gabriel, you know, you need to start eating better. Don't you want to live a long, happy life? Just because I eat good and work out, that doesn't mean I'm going to have a long life. What if I'm, you know, not too bright in the head? What if I'm... What good is it to have the body of a gladiator, but you're not smart? Trying to cross the street, you're making fun of me for being overweight, and you're there, you go trying to cross through the crosswalk and... Meanwhile, my fat ass is at McDonald's watching you get hit. That's why everybody's saying that, you know, the crocodile hunter went out too soon. He was 44 years old. That's way too soon to go. Yes, it is. But you know what, though? The fact is, every day he was living life. This guy was living more life than most of us ever will. You know, challenging, you know, a lot of obstacles. See, a lot of people won't even go outside the house. They're like, no, I don't want to go out there. It's dangerous. But then you're staying home, and then you live to be 100, and what's the big deal? You didn't go outside? You didn't interact or anything? That's not living, shoot. You know, that's why every day I try to live just a little bit of it, like I might not be here tomorrow. Because you never know. I don't want to die tomorrow knowing I could have had a piece of cake tonight. That's when people tell me, why don't you go work out? Why don't you lift weights? Well, what if I'm gonna die tomorrow? I don't wanna die sore. No, I wanna die full.